Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Many agricultural technologies use weather station data to make decisions about what's happening on the farm. But that's not always accurate enough, says Arable CEO Jim Ethington. He recalls an experience from years ago when he learned about this variability from some Kansas farmers.
It had been dry, crop didn't do so well, payouts weren't the size that the growers were expecting. I went out and visited with those customers and walked their fields, saw the size of the ears of corn that were left in the fields. You know, they didn't harvest it. It wasn't worth it. And, you know, compared that to what they'd been paid. And, you know, we looked really hard at what it was. And the weather data that they were showing for their area wasn't what they experienced. That accuracy of what actually happened in that field to that crop during what growth stage, it made all the difference. You know, it was the difference between a 120 bushel year and a 50 bushel year.
That experience continues to inspire Ethington to lead Arable to building products that are easy to install and collect data at the field level.
One of the big premises of Arable and what we're doing is providing really high quality and complete data about what happened in the field and how did the crop respond.
Ethington says by making this data accessible and actionable, farmers can use the latest in technology to the fullest. With the Ag Information Network, this is Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.